Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. Nice to welcome you back to CUTV News Radio. It's my pleasure to be with you again. I love doing these shows, and I love the people that we get to talk to because they're fascinating, they're interesting, and they always have a lot of information that is so valuable to the audiences that listen to these shows. As I've pointed out many times, we talk a lot to a lot of different coaches who help folks in all different aspects of their life, and we're going to be doing that this morning. We're going to talk to a relationship coach, and this can be so critically important to you. It's relationships in your life, whether it's a relationship with a critical family member, I mean, you know, your wife or your children, or it's a relationship in business. Relationships are one of the keys to success. There's no question about it. It is a fact of life. People are going to grow and they're going to change. And in any relationship, you have to know that both people are going to grow through different experiences. You'll either grow apart or you'll grow together. Growing together requires an awareness, effort, and conscious choices. And that's just a simple fact. Our guest today is Larry Williamson. He is a board-certified master coach and he's the founder of a coaching practice known as Anchored Values Coaching and Consulting. It's a 14-year-old practice where Larry specializes in helping people with their relationships. He believes in relationships. His tagline is embracing the vision of the tomorrow that we choose to create. What kind of relationship do you really want, and how do you want to fill the relationship? It's interesting, Larry's background. He has been a human resources corporate executive for many years. He spent much of his time in employee development, and through that process, he came to understand the significant role that relationships play in almost everything people do. And he has a firm belief that it all starts with relationships. He says whether it was a leadership development or coaching, the impact of relationships always seem to come to the surface. His experiences, by the way, over the past 30 years of doing this have culminated with a book that he has written called Successful Relationships. It's simpler than you think. And we're going to be talking about that and how he wrote the book, why he wrote it, and what's in the book. Anyway, as he points out, you hear so many negative things about relationships, how hard they are, how often they tend to fail and fall apart. He wanted to present relationships in a positive life with light, with simple practices and behaviors to create the very best relationships you could hope to create. And he says if you follow the simple basic guidelines that he points out in his book, you will have the opportunity to create the relationship you desire. So how are you in your relationships right now? Would you like to improve them? I mean, would it be helpful if you did? Obviously, we're talking primarily about the critical relationships, your family relationships, your husband or your wife. But, I mean, it would also, I would assume, apply to other relationships and your working relationships as well. So we're going to find out. Let's welcome our guest today, Larry Williamson. He is the founder of Anchored Values Coaching and Consulting. He's based in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and you're going to know that as soon as you hear him say good morning. Larry, good morning from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. How are you today?
Good morning, Doug. I am doing great. First of all, I want to tell you how much I appreciate the opportunity to be able to do this and share something that is personally important to me and something that I hope will have a positive influence on with many of your readers or your listeners.
Well, just talking to you briefly, I know it will. And your book, there's so much in the book, but we'll get to the book in a little bit. I think it always helps people. And listen, I'm a big proponent of coaching. I think it can be so valuable. And I point out every time I talk to a coach that the CEO of Google actively says he has a coach, he uses a coach, refers to him, and consults with him quite often. And I always say, well, if it's good enough for the CEO of Google, it would be good enough for you and for me. Mm-hmm. Now, his coach, of course, is helping him more or less in the world of business, but coaching is so critical in your own personal life as well. And I think it's very interesting. It's rare that I've talked to a relationship coach. And I'm really eager to talk to you and learn about how you decided to focus on this. I mean, you come from the human resources era of the corporate world, and tell me a little bit about how that formed the basis for what you're doing now in helping individuals with you know, their personal relationships. There is a difference, am I right, between what you did in the corporate world and what you're doing now?
There is a difference, but there is a lot of overlap as well, Doug. You know, I've had the honor of providing support in many different areas, some of them being leadership development. I served as an internal coach in the organization. I worked with a lot of individuals with performance or business-related issues. At the same time, I was coaching individuals from all over the globe, entrepreneurs and business people, and as you stated earlier, the relationships just seem to be such a common topic. It's something that came to the surface with such great frequency, I begin to really pay more and more attention to that. And as we begin to work on relationship issues and clear some of that, it's amazing how it released the individual to achieve so much more success in other areas.
Well, as you pointed out, you were dealing primarily at that point with leadership development, and it's out of that mm-hmm. I mean, I mentioned at the outset, I thought relationships were important in business as well as in your personal life, and that's true. I assume I'm true. Am I right there?
Absolutely. I think it all starts with relationships. And even in business, with many of, whether it's a board, whether it's a team, it is how we get along with others, how we treat each other, how we really perceive these interactions that is in a large way going to determine the success of the efforts of the team. So,
well, as you pointed out,
it's important in every area.
Yeah, no question about it, and I'm glad to hear you reinforce that, because if you got a good relationship with your boss, you're going to be happier in your career where you are, and if you have a good relationship with your wife or your husband, you're going to be happy in your home life as well. There's no doubt about that. So let's talk about this. First off, anchored values, the name of the practice you picked. That's kind of an interesting title. Where did you come up with that? What does it mean to you?
I always wanted values. I always knew I wanted values to be part of my company name. You know, being aware of and being very clear on our own personal values provides a foundation upon which we can build on for just about everything else that we do. So I'd always wanted that. It was actually sitting in church one day beside my wife, and the minister mentioned something about being anchored. We immediately looked at each other and just kind of smiled. We knew that was it. If you think about, I'll expand on this a little bit, if I may.
Sure.
And that is that if you think about our own values are personal, they're individual. Yet they serve the same purpose for all of us. I think about the analogy of a ship. On the water surface, the ship can be impacted or influenced by many outside factors not within its own control. It might be tides, it might be currents or winds. But as the ship, if the ship is firmly anchored to the bottom, the foundation, if you will, then there is a limit to how far that influence, the tides and the currents, are going to actually take that ship. Our values serve the same purpose. If we are anchored to our values, then it provides a foundation, it provides a track on which we can operate. For instance, Not that this would ever occur, of course, but say hypothetically I'm out with a group of guys and the topic turns to our wives. It might not be uncommon for the conversation to turn to little jabs meant to be funny or even possibly complaints. Well, my own values of love, respect, admiration may keep me from joining in on that because that's kind of beyond the reach of the anchor rope, if you would, for me. So it provides that foundation, which provides me guidance throughout everything I do.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. By the way, I want to point out that Larry has a really good website where there's a lot of information on this whole topic of relationships, and it is tied in with the name of his practice. It's simply anchoredvalues.com. So if this is a subject that you're interested in and would like to know more about, if you have some relationships you'd like to improve, I would encourage you to go to that website. Once again, anchoredvalues.com, and there's information there on Larry's book, which we will talk about in a few moments, and obviously on how to get in touch with Larry. But you'll learn more about him and his background. By the way, when you started doing your own practice as well as still working in the corporate world, you decided to become credentialed as a coach. I know you felt that was important to you. Why is that?
Well, actually, Doug, I became credentialed back when I first started getting involved in coaching. And that was important for several reasons. Number one, I wanted to enhance my skills. I wanted to be the best I could be. And the way to do that, like with any profession, is through training. So I did pursue and achieve the master certification with International Coach Federation and then also became board certified as well. So it was important to me on a personal level to get those, to spend the time and get those credentials.
Okay, well, good. Let's talk a little bit about, number one, how you help people as a coach. Typically, now you're based in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Do you find that you work primarily with people individually, or do you work with them on the phone, meaning they could be anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world, or on Skype? How do you primarily work with clients?
Doug, it's really a combination of all. I've got some clients that may be even within driving distance that some may prefer to do it on the phone. Some prefer to meet face-to-face. But I do. I work with clients both on personal face-to-face, over Skype, through the telephone, just about any way you can imagine. I have clients that I have supported all over the globe, individuals that I've spoken with via phone or Skype that I've never even met personally.
You know, I find
it
amazing.
It can be a range.
Yeah, I find it amazing how people doing what you do can turn around and before you know it, you've got clients in Brazil or in London, or in far off lands, as well as right around the corner from you. Word of mouth helps spread what you can do. What would you say is the prime reason that brings people to you in the beginning? Are these mostly marriage issues that you're dealing with? Relationship issues?
It really, truly runs the gamut. I've got one individual that read the book that told me that it was the best self-help book they've ever read. It really all starts with a willingness to self-examine and to focus on your own behaviors. That's a critical component for it. It was interesting over the course of years that people would come to me for all sorts of reasons, but it was not uncommon, regardless of what they came to me for, the conversation ended up being built around relationships with others or even initially with themselves. So that it seemed to always, it could start with any number of opportunities, but we seem very frequently to get around to relationships, and that's what really got me started going in that direction.
I've often thought it takes a lot of courage for someone to pick up a phone and call someone like yourself, who's a relationship coach, and admit that you're having problems and you want help and you want some guidance and to come to you. You point out even the relationship with yourself can be a problem. That's intriguing. I never thought about that. When people come, do you have people come and say, look, I'm not getting along with myself? Is that, I know that's wrong, but I mean, what do you mean by a relationship with yourself?
Okay. I think one of my own personal beliefs is that I believe many of the limits that we face are self-imposed. We have, throughout our life, formed certain habits, attitudes, and belief systems that can hold us back. And we oftentimes are not even aware of some of these thoughts or some of these belief systems that we have created. So an individual may come to me not saying, well, I don't get, not saying I don't get along with myself, but you know what? I know I've got more potential in me to accomplish this than what I'm doing. I'm just not really sure what I'm doing. And so they come to a coach, and it's not that I'm going to tell them what to do. A coach honors the fact that the individual is their own best resource. The best I can do is, and the best way to do it, if I ask the right questions and we really get in conversations and dig deep, the individual self-discovers, if you would, a lot of these self-limiting beliefs. And once they see it themselves, they own it. They're more willing to put the effort in to change, and they know that it's up to them.
Well, what's a session with you like? How does it begin when a client first approaches you, whether it's on the phone or in person?
Well, there are often times that now when we get started with a client, I will have some sheets, some intake sessions where I will get a lot of information, and we'll look at the goals, the objectives the individual would really like to achieve, whether they're doing it or not. And they will bring those to me, and that's what we'll really focus on. Now, at the beginning of a conversation, it's not uncommon for me to say, for instance, okay, how can we best utilize this time today to serve you? Sometimes they'll be very clear on what it is that they'd like to work on. Other times they're not. It's interesting the number of times that they'll say, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. However, 45 minutes later, they're going, that's exactly what it was I needed to talk about. I didn't know that's what was holding me back. And we uncover that in the process. It's an incredibly rewarding process, both for me and for the client, to watch them as they do look and self-examine and really ask themselves questions, or I'll ask themselves questions of things that they never even considered were possible issues.
Well, what I'm wondering is if, for example, if you're doing executive coaching or leadership development in the world of business, there are certain things that you know that you probably could use help on, and you'll go get that kind of advice from a coach. I'm wondering what brings them these clients to you when they know you are a relationship coach. Are they specifically having trouble in their relationships and they want to improve the relationships? And I guess it means they know they have a problem with themselves. Is that what brings them to you? They're having problems at home or their significant other, which is the reason they come to you?
Well, interestingly enough, it's not always about having problems. And I say that for this reason. There's a lot of individuals that come to me and say, you know, things aren't bad, but I feel like there's something else we could do. You know, we're really doing well, but I would love to see us get to another level. So somebody may be aware of a problem they're having. People are referred to me for problems with communications or interactions with other people, and those are very specific things. But that's not the only reason. Again, somebody may just want to – I don't know of anybody that would not like to improve their relationships or their interactions with other people.
We no, I agree
all
with that.
Likely have yeah. little things that we would like to improve in. So I've had many people come to me for that reason. Not that things were going bad. They just wanted it to go better.
And how long do you work with them generally? What's it like consulting with someone like you? Do you have weekly sessions? You know, like spend an hour a week and you're chatting and they're just opening up to you? And how long do these sessions continue?
Typically, an engagement is going to be about 6 months or more. 6 months, probably at a minimum, wow. Because we're looking at behavioral changes. And it really takes a while for people to dig down deep enough within and discover behaviors and be able to begin to replace habits that they might have or to begin to make some real behavioral change. So typically about 6 months. We'll talk 45 minutes a week for, say, three times a month. I'm not a clock watcher. I had one client that
right. It
seemed like clockwork. After 20 minutes, he was done. And I've had another one that seemed to go for an hour and 15 minutes every time.
And do you find people are willing to be honest enough and open up with you so that you can really be of help to them and get some information from them?
Absolutely. Confidentiality is a big thing, and that's part of the International Coach Federation requires that we do a lot of things that way. I talk about it a lot with folks. I really that confidentiality is huge. And when they talk to me, it's amazing. Once they make that connection, they are tremendously open. They're so willing to be open, and they begin to share things, and that's where they get a lot of the benefit. It's kind of funny story about this, but I will give you an idea. The biggest compliments that I ever had as far as being a coach was that my son and daughter both approached me at various times to ask me to serve as a coach for them. When my son was in high school, and he had asked me to serve if I would be willing to serve in a professional capacity as a coach. And I said, well, gosh, you know, I'm honored to do so. I said, but we've got to talk about this issue of confidentiality. And what I suggest is this: anything that you and I talk to, quote, in session or talk about in session, I will commit to never bringing up to you outside that in the role of father and son.
Wow.
It sounded good to him, and we did it. And I remember one day he brought up a certain topic, and he wasn't sure how far he wanted to go into it. And he looked at me and he went, "Dad, can we save that for session?" And I said, absolutely.
Good for you. That's tough to do when it's a father-son issue there. No kidding. Good for you.
Well, it was actually easy to do because it gave me an opportunity to have discussions that I might not have otherwise.
Yeah. Give me an example, you know, one of your success stories of someone who's come to you, you know, and after working with you for a while, things got better for them. I'm sure you have many of them, but give me an example.
Absolutely. There's one, and I share this in the book. A gentleman came to me who was having some difficulties in his marriage, this one in this particular case. Wife and two children, and he really wanted to work, and we had a conversation, and I said that, yes, I will be happy to support you, but we have one condition we must agree on from the outset. And he said, what is that? And I said that you and I will never have a conversation about your wife. When questioned, I explained that we would talk about behaviors, attitudes, words, and so forth that were only within his control, and those were his. I'm happy to report that we were able to do so. We stuck with that, and tremendous success in the marriage. So that I was really honored to be able to celebrate that with him. Another situation I had where actually an individual had contacted me about his daughter and was getting married, and I was actually going through them. I was sending them information, and then they were sharing it. He and his wife were sharing it with his daughter and her fiancé. Through the process of sharing it, they began to pick up on a lot of the principles and so forth themselves. And he called me one day and he said, you know, I just want to let you know that we've been married for 30 years and we've never gotten along better than we're getting along right now.
Wow.
So
that's pretty good.
That was you love to get those kind of calls.
Yeah, no kidding.
As you
that's
said,
great.
There's many examples, but there's two that come to mind.
Well, that's good. I want to talk to you about your book a little bit. The book is called Successful Relationships, Sharing Simple Behaviors That Bring Results.
Yes.
What caused you to write the book, and what's the book about?
Okay. Well, what really caused me to write the book was that through the interactions that I've had with people over throughout my career in 30 years, it just seemed that people have a tendency to complicate things far more than they need to be. When I looked at all these, the conversations that I would have with people, and it was one of, all right, let's step back and let's simplify this. Let's make it simple. And that's what I attempted to do with the book, was look at the principles that I knew impacted relationships, make them simple, present them in a very practical and doable fashion. So anyone can read this book. And as long as they're willing really to look inward, because this is about personal accountability. This isn't about what your spouse or significant other or your business partner, it's not what they are doing. It's what you are doing. It was not uncommon for me to hear, well, yeah, he or she do this. They know how to push my buttons. They this or whatever. And I was always turning the conversation around to, all right, let's look inward. Let's look at your behaviors. Let's look how you can influence this relationship. So it was about looking inward. It was about simplifying things. And that's what the book really is. Anybody can read this book, and they can look at this and go, I can do this. This is something I can do. And it has been very successful from that regard.
And what kind of, this is a new book. I mean, this just came out in January. What kind of reaction have you gotten so far from folks who've read the book?
Oh, I have been so lifted by the reactions and the responses that I've got, both from people applying this to personal relationships, to business relationships. I've had the opportunity and projects coming up, focusing on businesses and so forth that are, you know, it's exciting to be able to see that and people be aware of the fact that, you know, if I'm having some issues on relationships, the first thing I need to do is look at myself.
Yeah,
so, and they can
good.
Read this and they can really apply it. So I've been really excited about the feedback that I've gotten from the book. I really am.
How long did it take you to write it?
I laugh because I actually kept notes from conversations. This book is a culmination of 30 years worth of conversations and experience. And
right.
I journaled a lot. I wrote a lot of notes. And 2 years ago when I decided to retire and I was going to write a book, I began to look back over my notes, all my personal quotes, and in a matter of about 6 months, I had everything together and we were going to publishing. So in one way, 6 months, another way, let's say 30 years.
30 years, yeah. But now I understand you have some, you've really gotten the bug now. You have another couple of books that you hope to write. Is that right?
Yes, I really am. I've got a lot of exciting things that I really would like to share and really applying a lot of the same principles. One is on successful business relationships that focus really for the individuals that want to see business and that's all they want to do. And that I've got a one on parenting that I've been keeping notes on for many, many years that I plan to write. And then one on balance. And how to look at all the challenges of today and balance it out and keep some sanity in your life.
Sounds great. Larry, thank you so much for taking time to be with us. It's been really interesting hearing from you about your practice. And I think our audience loves hearing about this and know that you're available to help them out. Our guest has been Larry Williamson. He is the founder of Anchored Values Relationship Coaching. He's in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, and he has a great website. It's called anchoredvalues.com. Larry, thank you. We've appreciated having you as a guest with us. It's been very enlightening. Okay?
Thank you, Doug. I do appreciate it. And if I would, if somebody wants to see more on the book,
If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.